A brief commercial message before you see your video. Creating a so-called Palestinian state would be national suicide for Israel. First, there has never been a Palestinian people. The terms Palestine and Palestinian have no historic validity. Israel is surrounded by 22 hostile Arab Muslim countries with over 640 times the size of land than that of the tiny Jewish state. If the Jews surrender Judea and Samaria, Israel will be only 6 to 9 miles wide. If you agree that Israel must never retreat to such suicidal borders, then join the Jewish Task Force, JTF. You don't have to be Jewish to join. The link to join is below.
Shalom. Welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, complete recovery, for Robert Mittman and Sharon Mittman, and to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel, Pesach Zev Ben Chava, Harab Mir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, and Reuven Hoffman. The two subjects we want to discuss on the program this week are, first of all, the 18-month prison term that has been given to a heroic Israeli soldier who killed a Muslim terrorist, who was stabbing Jews, in the act of stabbing Jews. And we'll explain to you the circumstances. And the Israeli soldier has just been sentenced to 18 months in prison for killing the Muslim terrorist. And the fact that Donald Trump and his presidency have not changed anything on the issue of Israel. There's been no positive change in any area when it comes to Israel. I'm not even going to discuss the other issues. I don't think Trump is making positive changes for America either. But putting that aside, for the moment, we're talking about Israel here on this program. This is a Jewish program. We're talking, and we have, of course, pro-Israel evangelical Christians that watch as well. On the issue of Israel, where the Trumpsters were telling us, oh, he's going to be pro-Israel, he's going to end Obama's bad policies, nothing has changed. Anyway, let's start with the first subject. Elor Azariah is an 18-year-old Israeli soldier who was at the scene when a Muslim terrorist with a knife was trying to stab Jews, to murder Jews. Muslim terrorists go around with knives and stab and murder Jewish men, women, and children in Israel. This is something that has occurred quite frequently in Israel, very frequently. This is one of the types of terrorism that they're engaged in. And this Muslim terrorist took out a knife and started trying to stab Jews. So he was shot and wounded. And while he was wounded, this Israeli soldier, this heroic Israeli soldier, 18-year-old kid, but a Jewish hero, Elor Azariah, saw that the terrorist was moving and was afraid that he was going to get up, maybe he was pretending he was wounded, or even if he was wounded, he wasn't wounded seriously enough. You know, you can be wounded and still get up and still kill people. And it's happened. There have been many cases of this happening with these terrorists. Even after they're shot once and they're wounded, they continue to commit acts of murder until they're finally killed. So he saw a continuing threat, even though the terrorist was on the ground wounded, but he saw the terrorist moving, he saw a continued threat, and so he shot and killed the terrorist. He shot and killed him and ended this terrible threat. But putting aside the fact that the terrorist was a continued threat, even if the terrorist was not a continued threat, and he was, but even if he was not a continuing threat, the fact is all Muslim terrorists that try to murder Jews, all these Muslim terrorists should be executed. All of them should be killed. If that terrorist had not been liquidated, had not been killed by this Jewish hero, by this heroic Jewish soldier, you know what would have happened to that terrorist? He would have gone to the best Jewish hospitals in Israel with the best Jewish doctors in the world. Jewish doctors are the most brilliant, are the best in the world. And he would have gotten the best treatment and then would have gone to a 4-star hotel that they call a so-called prison in Israel. The prisons in Israel have air-conditioned rooms with cable television, cell phones, and other benefits. It's like a hotel room. It's literally like, it's not a cell, it's a room. And it's like a hotel room, and they get the best catered, Islamic, special Islamic food. And we've shown pictures of it on other videos, where they're sitting and eating, And they have like 30 or 40 different dishes to choose from, all types of things to choose. All murderers of Jews sitting there laughing, enjoying themselves, Muslim terrorists. They have a great time in prison because it's like a hotel, it's like a country club. And he would have been there for 3 or 4 years. And then Netanyahu and Bennett and Lieberman and Deri and all the evil leaders of Israel would have released him along with thousands of other terrorists in exchange for dead Israeli bodies. For the bodies of Israeli soldiers who were killed, they release live Muslim terrorist murderers. That's what the Netanyahu government does. I mean, just an evil, sick, disgusting, cowardly, filthy government that we have in Israel. Everybody talks about Netanyahu like he's a tough guy, like he's a right-winger. He's a piece of garbage. He's scum. And the people who support him are scum, if you don't know any better. If you don't know any better, then that's a different story. But when you find out, when you look at the facts and really see the facts, and if you're exposed to it on programs like this, then you're scum too if you support it. Anyway, so they took this soldier, and they put him on trial, this huge trial. The vast majority of Israeli Jews supported the soldier. Polls show 65, 70, 75% of the Israeli public supports him. They consider him to be a hero. And it shows what a disconnect there is between the people of Israel and the politicians that run Israel and the news media and the courts. The politicians, the courts, the news media are all self-hating Jews, are all either they're self-hating Jews or they're just corrupt people who do what the self-hating Jews tell them to do. That's Netanyahu, that's Bennett, that's Lieberman. Netanyahu is the so-called prime minister. Naftali Bennett is the so-called education minister from the Jewish Home Party. Avigdor Lieberman is the so-called defense minister. All frauds. All disgusting people. And so there's this complete disconnect between the Israeli public and the leaders of Israel. That's why we're supporting a new political party from Moshe Feiglin, the Zehut Party. And we hope that he gets into the Knesset. It's not going to be easy, but we hope that he gets in. There's a very high threshold for new parties running. He has to get 3.25%, which is very hard for a brand new political party that's underfunded to get that type of vote. Not easy to do, but we hope that he does, and we're supporting him, and we're going to do what we can to help him. In any event, this was just so outrageous. They put him on trial. They charged him. They hit him with all of these charges, and in the end, they sentenced him to 18 months in prison, that he has to sit 18 months in prison for killing an Islamic terrorist murderer who was in the process of trying to murder Jews. And of course, the message this sends to Israeli soldiers is a message that Israeli soldiers now are forbidden to defend themselves. They're not allowed to defend themselves, and they're not allowed to defend the Israeli public. You have to let the Islamic terrorists do what they want. They're not allowed to defend themselves. As bad as things are in America, whether it was under Obama or Trump or whoever, as bad as things are, and things are very bad in America too with the political correctness, terrible. But in Israel, the beasts that run Israel, that run the Israeli establishment, are even worse than the beasts that run the American establishment. Things are even worse in Israel than they are in America. You don't have, for instance, I don't think they would put a soldier on trial in a situation like this in the United States. I doubt it. Anyway, I don't think they'd bring charges against a soldier for something like this. But the bottom line is he's been sentenced to 18 months in prison, and look at the Israeli public. 65 to 75% of the Israeli public, according to left-wing polls, support this soldier. So it shows that there's a tremendous reservoir of resistance among the Israeli public. You see, Israeli Jews are not American Jews. American Jews are self-hating leftists, most of them. Most American Jews are self-hating, assimilated, intermarried leftists who don't want to be Jewish or embarrassed to be Jewish. Imagine God chose the Jewish people out of all nations to be his nation, to be his chosen people, and gave the Jews all these blessings, and the Jews don't want it. They don't want it. They're ashamed of it. They're embarrassed to be Jewish. I mean, anyway, the ones that are like that, of course, are scum. And most American Jews, unfortunately, are in that category. Most of them are leftists and are self-hating and are assimilated. Israeli Jews, however, are right-wing. Israeli Jews are not like American Jews at all. For instance, Barack Hussein Obama got 78% of the Jewish vote. a Muslim anti-Semite like Obama got 78% of the Jewish vote. In Israel, you know what Obama's approval rating is among Jews? 3%. Polls show him with 3, 4% approval rating among Jews. So Israeli Jews are much more right-wing than, and are much prouder to be Jewish than American Jews. They're completely different from American Jews. However, the rulers of Israel and the establishment in Israel are the same type of self-hating leftist filth or phony right filth, either leftist or phony right, same thing. The same type of garbage you have in America from American Jewish leaders, you have from Israeli leaders. They're also self-hating. So we have to offer an alternative to the people of Israel. And that's what we're trying to do with the Moshe Feiglin. And also with our videos. We have videos. We get thousands of views every week. Thousands of people come to our videos. They do. People who see our videos, most of them agree with our message. Most Israeli Jews who see our videos agree with our message. So if we can only reach more people, of course, we'd have more and more of an impact. The more money we get, the more funds we get, the more support we get, the more people we reach, the more good we can do. It's essential that we reach the people of Israel with our message. If every Jew in Israel got this message, Netanyahu and all the other pathetic people that are running the Israeli establishment would be out. And good people would be running Israel. I'd be in Israel now, by now. And good people would be running Israel. So it's essential that we reach the people of Israel with this message. That's the name of the game. In the United States, we have Donald Trump now as president now for over a month. And we're speaking to you a couple of days before he's supposed to address the Congress in his first State of the Union address. And one thing I have to say on the issue of Israel, we don't have time on this program to go into all the other issues. I don't think he's improved anything on any issue. But let's talk about the issue of Israel. On the issue of Israel, where all of his supporters were saying he's going to do such wonderful things for us, there's been absolutely no improvement in any way. The freeze on Jewish building of Jewish communities and of allowing Jews to live in Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem, that anti-Semitic freeze that the Netanyahu government has in place, is still in place under Trump and will continue to be in place because Trump himself is pressuring Netanyahu to continue the anti-Semitic building freeze. No improvement when it comes to settlements. No improvement when it comes to Jewish building in Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem. Nothing. Zero. Which is the critical issue in terms of creating or not creating a so-called Palestinian state. That's the critical issue. How many Jews do you have on the ground when the time comes? If you have too many Jews living there, you can't do it. That's the name of the game, to have facts on the ground that prevent the creation of a Palestinian state. And under Trump, there has been no improvement and no change whatsoever from Obama's evil policies. Ted Cruz, on the other hand, if he had been president, it would have been a tremendous improvement because Ted Cruz would have said, no, you can build as much as you want, that's up to you, that's fine. And that would have put tremendous pressure, even on a phony like Netanyahu, that would have put tremendous pressure on him to allow many more Jews to move in. So Ted Cruz would have made a difference on that issue. But you self-hating Jews who supported Trump over Cruz, you're going to answer for that. You're going to answer for that. That was a crime. Every one of you that did that committed a crime against the Jewish people. And believe me, if you don't put Israel above all other considerations in your life, in your pathetic lives, if you don't put Israel above all other considerations, that is something that you get punished for, God forbid. Now, on the issue of Iran, there's been no change whatsoever. None. Ridiculous, farcical new sanctions. He put in place a handful of sanctions and made some statements. But there's been no change in policy. There's been no real change in policy, and Iran is continuing to develop nuclear weapons and a nuclear arsenal. Nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. And so we haven't seen any improvement here. Even in terms of pursuing a so-called peace deal. Trump, if anything, has said that he's going to add new urgency to the need to have what he calls a so-called peace deal. So-called peace deal is national suicide for Israel. And he put his evil son-in-law in charge, and his evil son-in-law now says that he's going to do it through Arab countries and all the... I mean, just... It would be catastrophic, God forbid. And so And so nothing has changed for the better, and it may even be worse for Israel. But certainly there's been no improvement over the days of Obama with Trump's election as president, and we told you this was going to happen. Remember, all of you were saying to us, he's going to move the embassy. He promised to move the embassy to Jerusalem. He's not going to move the embassy to Jerusalem. He was going to be good because he had an advisor, David Friedman, on settlements, who was supposed to be good on settlements. He's going to be good on settlements. His son-in-law is Jewish, and his daughter converted to Judaism, so-called, of course, completely phony. He's going to be good on settlements. No improvement on settlements. We told you this was going to happen. Iran, you should have known when he said that he wasn't going to rip up the Iran nuclear agreement, unlike Ted Cruz, who said on day one he was going to rip up the agreement, and Ted Cruz said he was going to go to the Iranians with an ultimatum. You either dismantle your entire nuclear program in a verifiable way, or we'll do it for you. So Cruz was saying he was going to militarily destroy that program. That would have saved us from the terrible prospect of a nuclear holocaust. But you didn't help us when we asked you to help us with Ted Cruz. Most of you, you didn't really. I don't know where you were, or what you did, or where your head was. But it was a terrible missed opportunity to do some great things for America and for Israel. And so we've got no improvement on Iran, no improvement on settlements, no improvement on any of the issues related to Israel. None whatsoever. If anything, in some areas, Trump is worse. That's what we told you would happen. If you agree that our message should be reaching the people of Israel, because we have an advertising campaign now, and we're reaching the people of Israel. Thousands of people go to our videos every week. If you agree that our message should reach as many people in Israel as possible, and that this soldier, for instance, whose conviction was very unpopular among the Israeli people, that this should be the type of issue where we should be going. I just did a video on him, by the way. I just did a video in Hebrew on him. This should be the type of issue where we should be going to the people of Israel and appealing to them to turn against and replace the evil establishment leaders that have caused such catastrophe for the Jewish people. If you agree that that message must reach the people of Israel, then join with us. We need to fight together because our cause is just, and because Hashem, God, wants to bring the final redemption for the Jewish people. Ever since 1948, when the State of Israel was created, the redemption is here now. The redemption is here. The creation of a Jewish state is the beginning of the redemption. It's here. The question is, how do we bring the final redemption? The coming of the Mashiach, the Messiah, building of the temple, and all the other wonderful things that will happen. We can only do that. We can only do that if we fight together as a team and are determined to bring new leadership to Israel and change the policies that are holding back redemption and that are actually pushing us in the wrong direction. God forbid. So let's fight together as a team. Let's work together. If we do, we can change things. We can make a difference if we're willing to fight together. For Chaim Ben Pesach, this is JTF. Until next week, Shalom.